This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
The Optus network was hit with what they called a deep network problem, causing outages across the nation, impacting critical services such as hospitals. And here to chat to us about what this means for Optus, and in particular, what the impact will possibly be on their brand, is Dr. Belinda Barnett, Senior Lecturer in Media at Swinburne University. Belinda, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Hi.
Belinda, what do we know about today's outage so far?
Well, we don't really know what the cause of it was. We just know that it affected millions of people and also affected some emergency services and people's ability to call into hospitals, for example.
And I believe that also 000, Optus landline calls to 000 were impacted at one stage as well, which, you know, could have had some terrible consequences. Is that something that the government needs to look at in terms of having some sort of backup so that when these outages happen, 000s can still be routed through?
Absolutely. I think emergency services in particular need to be accessible no matter what happens. If a network goes down, it needs to be able to jump to the other network. You might argue that communications into hospitals should also be covered by that.
Mm. Optus is owned by Singtel. Do we know how they have responded to the outage so far?
They've acknowledged that it's happened and apologised, but we haven't really had an adequate explanation as to why it happened. I think what Australians should be pitching for, though, is that there is some kind of plan in place, perhaps even under law, that if a network goes down, particularly for hours at a time, for 10 hours, that there's a backup available.
Absolutely. What will the other telcos like Telstra, I mean, would they be rubbing their hands together saying, oh, this is, you know, good for us? Or would they be sitting there going, oh, thank goodness it hasn't happened to us?
Well, I'm sure they're thankful it hasn't happened to them. But at the same time, it's a boon for Telstra. They've had so many sign-ups that their prepaid service has been impacted. So I suggest they'll be getting quite a few customers out of this.
Something I noticed this morning, you know, I'm with both providers, so I've at least got one service that operates if the other one goes down. But I did notice that the Telstra service was impacted. The speed was reduced to what it was normally. This comes on the back of last year's issue when, I suppose, millions of Optus customers had their data compromised. How damaged is the Optus brand after this issue?
Well, this one is significant in that we're seeing queues of people, for example, outside Telstra and Vodafone wanting to sign up. I think it will cause a customer migration. But they certainly did lose some customers after the hack last year. I heard they regained them over the course of the year. But this is a second blow to their brand. And I don't know whether they can recover from it.
The Optus CEO, Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin, she spoke to Melbourne Radio just earlier about the outage, and she confirmed services are starting to come back online now amid, quote, a path to restoration. I mean, the fact that it took this long to find the path to restoration, surely that doesn't inspire confidence in Optus's ability to identify where faults occur.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I'm sure all the Australians who haven't been able to use their mobiles for 10 hours or wanted to contact a hospital and couldn't do it are asking the same question right now.
We're chatting with Dr. Belinda Barnett, Senior Lecturer in Media at Swinburne University, about today's Optus outage and what the impact will possibly be on their brand. Melbourne's train system was unable to operate this morning as a result of the outage. Shouldn't critical infrastructure be, should that be in the hands of a foreign-owned telecommunications provider?
Well, perhaps it shouldn't be implemented without a backup plan is a better way of putting it. I'm not entirely sure that it's about ownership so much as there should be a backup plan in place. Poor infrastructure like the railways, but also for emergency services.
Belinda, if we look at what how Optus communicated over the, you know, the data leak last year, and how there was, I suppose, a poor communication in the beginning, what should Optus customers expect from the company now over the coming days regarding this outage?
They should expect an adequate explanation, and preferably some kind of compensation if their entire business was dependent on the Optus service. So there was no indication of how long the outage would be for or what caused it or really anything. There was a communication from the company that if people were trying to contact emergency services to borrow someone else's device, presumably someone on Telstra or Vodafone network. But the communication, I don't think, has been really all that great, and it wasn't over the hack either.
Belinda Barnett, thanks so much for joining us on Drive. We'll watch what happens over the next couple of days.
Yep. Sounds good.
Thank you, Dr. Belinda Barnett, Senior Lecturer in Media at Swinburne University. And tomorrow here on Joy Drive, we're going to be chatting to the Telecoms Industry Ombudsman about the outage as more information surfaces.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.